The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The reading today is from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me. But you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. So whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. But whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Every time we come to Mass, we're having a great memorial of what the Lord has done for us. He overcame death. He gave purpose to our life. He gave us hope. He didn't want us to forget that we are beloved of his Father, that we have a special place after we die. We're not going to die forever. We're going to live forever. So we need to be reminded of that. That's why when we come to our church, our Mass, we need to hear the Word, as you just did now in the Word of God, to remind us that this is reality. The reality of the fact is that Jesus came. He was amongst us. He taught us how to live, how to observe his Father's rules for us. Then he died a horrible death. And then he rose. He rose 3 days later. But in order to have us remind us of that, he gave us this beautiful sacrament. We call it the Eucharist. We call it the Mass, Holy Communion. So that we can keep this together. We can remember. We won't forget. We will be able to live our lives with purpose. And we know also that on this weekend, as we celebrate Memorial Day, this is the day that, maybe going back to the Civil War days, maybe at Gettysburg, I'm sure many of us remember memorizing the Gettysburg Address in our schools, how our president, Abraham Lincoln, in this terrible war where almost 1 million people died, 1 million Americans, many were soldiers, died in battlefields, both north and south, all over the country. You don't have to travel very far to see their graves, to see their tombs. But Lincoln wanted us not to forget what they had done, so that we would become calloused and ignore what has been done for us in our country. Maybe that's why so many people are trying to come here. We have something that they don't have. We have the freedom, we have the choices, we have the way of life, we have the tolerance, we have all these good things. But it all came about because a lot of people laid down their lives in the great struggles. Maybe it took the Civil War to bring that to the attention of our president. Prior to that, in the Revolutionary War, I'm sure the big battle for our freedom from independence from Great Britain, the Revolutionary War, that was fought. They didn't have the urgency at that time for years to remember what the sacrifice of young men and women have done, laying down their lives in the wars of our country. So we all remember Gettysburg, when the president dedicated the cemetery there, lest anyone ever forget what these young people did, what they did on that battleground. They sanctified it by their blood. He wanted them to remember that. He wanted cemeteries where our young soldiers were buried, not to forget them. So it began during the Civil War. It got greater urgency when World War I hit, when, again, a great number of our young people went off to war in Europe in that great war. And then people started forgetting it again until World War II. I'm sure that touched many of us. Maybe many of your parents, or maybe some of you older gentlemen, were in World War II. And we all know people who died there. And we know if you've been to Washington, if you've ever been to Arlington, you're completely overwhelmed by what you see there. Miles and miles of headstones, soldiers, men and women who died in the wars. And if you go overseas, I'm sure some of you probably went to Normandy, to the beaches there. You saw what the people of Europe have done for our soldiers. Mm-hmm. They have cemeteries there that go for miles. The graves are manicured. And that's almost 60 years after World War II. Manicured and kept up, and flags are put there. We We used to do that here in our country. I'm sure many of us, when we were younger, the older people here, remember this was called Decoration Day. You go to cemeteries, you see flags, American flags, at almost every grave, and they spread it to everybody. Everybody who loses loved ones, even though they may not have been soldiers, we want to remember them. And they had parades. The parades were in the towns. People came out to honor their dead. So maybe that's why it's so good for us, not only to remember who we are as Christians, as Catholics, when we come to Mass, to listen to the Word of God, to receive communion, to really treasure this, not an hour, half hour, 45 minutes, you know, to really treasure this remembrance. Remember who we are. Remember what our destiny is. To live the life Jesus gave us. Don't forget those people who died for us. Don't forget the people who made great sacrifices. And live what they stood for tolerance, for forgiveness, for compassion, helping everybody else out. They said one of the greatest legacies of our country, besides fighting in everybody else's wars, is our great generosity. All over the world, whether it's earthquakes in Pakistan, or floods in India, or even in their own country, all these people that are devastated, losing their homes, losing some of their families, our people respond with such a generosity that the world doesn't know where we get it from. But as Lincoln said in 1863 at Gettysburg, lest we forget the great sacrifices that went before us, let us remember the dead. Let us honor them. I'm sure we do that. You're at Mass tonight. Tomorrow, I hope you have a good day with your family and friends, barbecuing. But let's remember how this started. This was the first of the summer holidays. But it couldn't have a better fitting way than to honor those who died for us.